So this is day three of the Creative Work Hour podcast for the NAPOD POMO. And we were talking just a little bit ago between ourselves about pets, and a lot of people are pet lovers here on Creative Work Hour. So I wanted to pose the question, do pets help with creativity, popcorn style, and just let the conversation, you know, flow wherever it goes? What are your thoughts on that? Do pets help with creativity?
I'll start. Yes.
Well,
also, yeah, it's interesting because with my pet who's now older, I need to give her different types of attention, but just, I don't know, it just, I can be silly with her. I can do, you know, I can kind of get out of my shell, and it's just not a distraction. Sometimes it's a distraction, but other times it's just, you get out of your head. And that's how I think about it.
You have a dog, a cat, what do you have?
I have a dog. I have a 14 and a half year old rescue dog.
Oh,
She's
cool.
And she's big. She's,
what's
you
her
know,
name?
Her name is Nikki.
Nikki!
She's a guard dog that can't hear or see anymore. Shh, she still looks really scary, so don't tell anyone. And now she sits on the balcony, and only when you're like in the direct line of sight can she hear or see you. So
animals are smart. Animals are definitely really, really intelligent. You know, when dogs have been trained to drug sniffing, detecting cancer, epilepsy, all kinds of things, very intelligent.
Well, cats are too. I mean, I had the last, we've had three Karats. It's a breed, Korat. And our second Karat was named Baby Boo. And she like had a lock on my nervous system, and she could help me regulate just like a down and out depression or an over the top anxiety attack. She was amazing. Just one paw on me was like, you're okay. You're okay. You know, and to do creative work, you have to first stop being so crazy. You can do something, right? So you can make something happen. Like what Bobby was saying, you know, helps you get out of your own head, out of your own way, that you're not alone. And besides feeding and providing water and safety and whatever bathroom habits need to be seen to, you know, they don't ask anything of you. They just love you, and it helps you, I think. Well, it helps me be at ease with myself.
You think they teach us vulnerability?
Oh, yeah.
And being vulnerable is part of being creative, right? Like Brené Brown's work.
That's the word. That is the word, Greg.
What's that, Brené Brown?
Vulnerable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think so. So what should we talk about creativity? What does being creative mean? Different things to different people, right?
Well, I will say back to like the pet thing, just so I get this.
Yeah, absolutely.
There.
Please.
Is that I take pictures of my dog sometimes, and you should put them into memes, really, honestly. But they help with creativity because they have like this, you're capturing, they almost are like human, like they become like you. And so like, she'll have these moments where she'll have this complete human moment of a look on her face. One could be like, sometimes I'm thinking like she's a deep thought, like contemplating the universe. And I'll think about that and that picture and be thinking like, oh my gosh, this is like, what if I'm contemplating the universe? What would I be thinking right now? And then I could write or create something. Or when she like has her belly up like this and her belly, she's completely passed out. Or living a good life, right? Because if they have their belly open, it means they feel safe, right? And so I think about those kinds of things, like how would that be able to feel? Like, because they have such great emotion. And if you take those like pictures of them, I like doing it just to like capture those things. Or like when she takes over my entire bed, it makes room for herself and she redoes the blanket. Like, oh, really? You know what I mean?
Safety is a thing.
Feels comfortable. Just watching them do that, like how they take on a lot of you as well. Like your dogs become like you. It's kind of weird. Like, so it's just being able to like capture those moments and be in that moment of what is that feeling when it relates to like a human feeling.
You know, everyone loves seeing pet photographs. So I bet it would go down a treat if you were to post that over in Discord and if you're not sure what Discord is, like if anyone's
Oh yeah,
listening
I do.
to this on the podcast, it was originally developed right for gamers, but it's such a diverse platform. You can do video on it, you can do voice on it, text channels, share. They have bots as well, right? Discord bots are a big thing apparently. So yeah, it'd be really cool to see some pictures.
But
I
then
think
part of me is like, go ahead.
I have a hard time separating out the difference between pets and where they contribute and my travel experiences, because we've done international pet sitting in 10 countries and 66 assignments. We looked after 63 dogs and 64 cats at this point.
You must
And we've
like
done it
dogs.
over a period of 6 years. And so, because the brain is so stimulated when you go somewhere different anyway, and that's very creative. That's very creative. But then we have the balancing effect of falling in love with meeting someone's pets. And I think what really strikes me about it is how their owners can leave the next morning. We have a meal with them the night before, and we orient ourselves to the house and the grounds and the gardener and the maid and whatever comes with the package. And the dogs get up in the morning, or the cats, and they kind of look at you. And if you feed them, they fall in love with you.
So you've already cleared security.
Yes, thank you. So you're all you're thank you. You're right away, you are no longer persona non grata. They just in place their implicit trust, and their whole sense of well-being just switches to you are my person. What
Person right now.
And I love that. I love that. So it's very, I think that's very creative. So it's getting coffee in the middle. That was
I'm saying.
nice. Cheers.
Yeah, we really are the center of their world, right? And they can be the center of our world too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. And unfortunately, we do not own pets anymore. We've had lots of pets, everything from horses to turtles. And we do not own any as a choice, so that we can have the freedom to occasionally and go live in that lifestyle. Because that lifestyle is the whole package that's creative. It's not only the dog, it's the dog's environment, it's the dog's family, it's the whole thing. So
What an adventure.
it is the whole adventure, which of course is just creativity, right?
And one of the things about creative work hour is when we have a chance to see each other, just, on the one-offs here and there, we get to meet the pets in person that we've been seeing on the camera. Like, I know Jasper is there in Dr. Melanie Square or somewhere. What are you doing, Jasper? And the pets will come to recognize the voices here. It's the funniest thing. Hey, Jasper. You recognize my voice? I know you do. Yeah, I went to Dr. Melanie's house and we had a slumber party. So I spent the night there. And the next morning after we got back from coffee, I went over to little Jasper and I was wearing my cat eye glasses, right? And he just loves me and I just love him. And I'm just having this conversation with him and he just like whack knocks those glasses off my head.
Yeah, you got a little too stimmed. Like,
You
wait a
worry about
minute, who the
nobody
hell is
having.
this?
Wow.
I think they're a combination of like responsibility, like you're responsible for them, which gives you a certain anchor. And the whole thing about getting out of your to-do list.
They don't give a shit about your to-do list.
No, so that means that, you can, you have to leave that narrow bit of mind, and if you have to figure out ways to play with them, that's actually going to the part of your brain that uses, some okay, and what do I think about this? So maybe I take a break to play with them, and then I don't go back to the bloody to-do list, and I do something else, or I remember a thought or whatever.
Well, it's like an RPG, a role-playing game, in that to come up with what would be fun for the pet to play, you kind of have to like put yourself in their paws for a minute. What would be fun? Or if in the case of a missing toy mouse, is like, well, if I were a cat, where could it be that I might bat that mouse so that we can find some toys? Hint, under the sofa.
I enjoy
Yeah,
the
I
more
sometimes
simplest
have to go
things.
under the sofa, man. Pain in the ass.
Know Devin was talking about the collapsible cat tunnel that he'd got for
Misa.
Isabu. Yeah. Oh, there it is. I see it.
I thought Jasper would hate the tunnel. He used to 4 or 3 years ago when he was little. Now he loves it. I came home after being away overnight. He went through that damn thing like a bat out of hell about 6 times. I was surprised. You know, I was like, oh, you happy to see me? Cool. I'm
They're
happy
always
to.
happy to see you, right?
Yeah.
And they never
Well,
complain about eating the same thing.
when I came home from London, he screamed for 2 hours. He was pissed. He's like, what the hell did you do? You didn't take me, blah, blah, blah. So.
Well, yeah, our little group, Dr. Melanie and I were lucky enough to get to spend a week together in England, but she had to pay for it when she got home.
He screamed. I never heard him do that before.
And actually, right now, I'm the one doing cat sitting. I'm in Devin's apartment while he's in Vegas, and I'm doing the babysitting of Nisabu. And then I fly back out to England on Tuesday. So it's part of it. It's part of the creativity, because even the most hateful, disgruntled person in the world, if they have a pet, there's a soft place in their heart.
Well, just something Alessandro's heard me say so much, and that came up a lot this weekend because I'm here in Vegas. The real reason was to see the Eagles, but we spent a weekend. I was with my songwriting partner. We're writing a musical. And we spent a lot of time working on the musical while we were sort of out of our normal routines. And one of my favorite concept of storytelling, screenwriting was by a guy. I should have looked up his name before I started talking, but he wrote a book called Save the Cat, and it was simple concept of successful screenwriting. And save the cat means if you have someone, a hero, you want your audience to root for, have them do something simple like get a kitten out of a tree early in the movie. And that
Yeah.
way, if they save the cat, we're going to love them. We're going to root for them from then on because we know they're a good guy and we're going to cheer for them succeeding in their hero's journey. So, and just as an example, that's how important, like someone who is does something kind for an animal, like, oh, that's a good person. Okay, I'm going to be supporting you throughout this narrative.
But if they're drowning baby kittens at the beginning of Gunsmoke, not so much.
Bad.
Oh my God. Greg, how did we do? Are
You
there
did
any
great.
zooms?
Right on the money.
Wow. This is fun. Thank you for doing that. So what Greg has been doing, really the heavy lifting of the Creative Work Hour podcast. I've given it two goes and dropped it and killed the baby both times. So Greg is like, I will help you, Penelope. And so this is part of the podcast, is he'll do some sampling out of this. The format that we're using is closest to a format that I fell in love with like 10 years ago. And it's not the TED Talks, but it's a show creatively made by NPR from the TED Talks, where the speaker gets interviewed and then they hear a little of the presentation on the TED stage. And that show is called the NPR TED Radio Hour. And
Oh.
that's the basic format of our podcast. Now, that's quite a heavy lift. And so this season, Greg is leading us into just creating a very simple, minimum viable product of the Creative Work Hour podcast. So
Cool.
I have assignments every day. And then he's like, hey, how about that assignment from yesterday? I'm like, oh. So we'll actually have something coming out, because he knows how to manage my task aversion, we'll call it. Does anybody else have task aversion? Well,
Ah, all the time.
going to turn off the recorder now, and I've got my eye on the ball.